The Sentai Review, episode 108, Kamen Rider Z-Cross. Okay, we are back on motorcycles.
Yay, motorcycles.
Well, here's a question. Is it actual motorcycles or dirt bikes? Because the last time we had an actual motorcycle, and it killed the motherfucker.
I don't know. This is Z-Cross.
I'm calling it ZX.
But,
you're wrong, because the fans have already said in the very last episode,
fuck it, I'm calling
the
it ZX.
One, that you're a fucking moron for calling
well, just
it ZX because
just
it's
like,
Z-Cross.
Hey, calm down over there, Super. 1,
yeah, exactly.
2, 5, 7, 12, none.
I see it listed as ZX. They don't have the word cross spelled out on it. That's
right,
simple.
But it is.
It's
one of those,
cross,
it's kind of like combat is spelled wrong,
okay.
But you don't point it out every time.
Yeah.
Okay, here he goes. Are you ready for Mr. Z-Cross?
Shane's not here, so it's got to be a good one. Because Shane seems to keep pulling down ass riders. Well, except for Super One.
Well, this is...
Oh, holy shit. You know what? Before we jump into here...
Oh, fuck.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Oh, is that everybody? Okay, fine. There's a disembodied voice and a punky hanging out.
Yep. Fan site. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, now that's done. Now we can actually go in here
now,
see what this dude looks like.
ZX Cross is a standalone special.
ZX Cross? What the...
Because I'm calling it ZX.
But then,
because that's what's
cross?
Fucking listed as.
Well, but there's
then
no
why
cross.
Add the cross.
I don't see a cross. Mm. I see an X.
Exactly. So yeah. If you're calling him ZX, why is he ZX?
Everyone else
cross?
Is wanting to call it cross. It's like, it's listed as ZX. So if you want to be that anal, it's ZX Cross.
Oh, this is the same guy that corrected me about Super One.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there's that. Dude.
He's not terrible. We have seen worse. Stronger.
Okay, since Stronger is the epitome of shitty writers so far, this guy is kind of moving ahead by default.
Oh, God, why did it... Once seen can't be unseen. Bill, look at the white.
Okay.
Do you see what he's wearing?
An X?
He is wearing the exact same suit as fucking the chick from, damn it, Fifth Element, with her Lilu Dallas multipass.
Oh, because of the white, like if that was just
yeah,
a bunch of tape
was,
and he was Mickey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind
God
of is,
damn it,
he?
One scene can't be unseen.
Oh, well, you know what?
Eh.
Fuck.
Yeah, let's look at another picture. Next. Oh. Okay, I am...
Sometimes you just gotta stretch, Bill.
That looks very uncomfortable.
I'm not in love with this guy so
yeah.
far. So, yeah.
Yeah, this dude does seem a little bit poopy.
So maybe it's thankful that he was only a one-time special.
Yeah.
Since he's the 10th rider.
Next. Well, everybody so far is kind of a one-time special. I mean, they got one show.
No, yeah. I mean, no, it's not even a show.
What do you mean?
It's a one-time TV special.
So this dude appeared in, like, an episode or a movie?
A
and
special
that was
episode,
it?
Yeah.
So, like, a made-for-TV fucking...
Special episode, yeah.
Lifetime episode when
okay,
a rider
no,
goes
no, no, no,
rogue.
That's good and fine. This is what I'm asking you. is it like an episode, like he only got 22 minutes and his lineage ended? Or was it like a movie-esque, like an hour to himself thing?
No movie. From what I remember hearing, it was between 22 to 45, but it was just a special.
So he either got two episodes, which accustoms to like a miniature movie for television, or he got one episode. Either way, this dude's lineage is sad. What is this guy? 1980 what? He's 84?
1984.
Son of a bitch.
Year you were born.
He's my fucking writer.
Oh, wow. Let's see.
I was going to say, I already got the person that he's versus. So.
Hold on, because I have the description of it right here.
Okay.
Birth of the 10th Kamen Riders Altogether is a Kamen Rider series Japanese TV special that aired on January the 3rd, 1984. And it was a special meant to celebrate the birth of Kamen Rider Z-Cross, the 10th person to don the Kamen Rider title.
That's it.
But we don't have any information on his runtime.
Oh, I could keep looking, but you don't like me diving deeper.
No, I get that, but because when you just read that, one of the words you said was series.
Yep.
Which makes me feel like he got more than an episode.
Not reading any of that shit.
But I don't know, he might not have. Next.
ZX.
God damn it.
A Z and an X.
Yeah, like this cross right here that does look like an X.
Think Marvel X Capcom.
Oh, yeah, they do the same thing here in America.
Yeah, they do the same shit.
Well, I say here in America, but yeah, because it's Marvel Cross Capcom. Yeah, it's not Marvel X Capcom.
So then he's Kamen Rider Z10?
No, it's not. It's not a Roman numeral. It's cross. It's weird.
But that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yes, technically that does make sense as well. But yeah, he is cross. We have seen this before. It does appear in video games. Like there's that cross zone or whatever. Next. Oh, look at you. Aren't you special? Yeah. Next. Oh, this dude is, it almost seems like this should have been a knee pad, but it didn't go to his knee.
Shin guard?
It's kind of a shitty shin guard. Next.
Oh, hey,
that's
shit.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah, it's a made up.
I don't know what that's from, but he's way cooler than what we are viewing right now.
Wait.
By far.
Zoom in a little bit towards like the... towards the chest piece. Excuse me again. Goddamn beer. Not that far, you cocksucker. I said a little bit. Yeah, I think that might be a reimagining then, because look at the biceps in that. That's definitely like very Iron Man-esque.
I think it's just a figure that's redone.
It might be. It might just be a figure that got, you know, remade up to look more like him, but...
I can't give that picture the same scores I could give the other ones.
Next. Wow, guys, you have really high hopes for this dude, and I don't see it. I'm sorry. Your artwork is really cool, and your custom toy or whatever that was really awesome, but unless this dude shows back up in a reimagined movie product and looks really cool... This guy looks like some fucking ass.
Runtime was 45 minutes sans commercial, so yes.
So he gets a tiny movie.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
next.
He got like 2-hour TV slot.
See,
plus
now
commercial.
That's more accurate. That's awful looking, and he's awful looking, so this is very accurate fan art.
Looks more like cartoon.
If this is a cartoon, I'm never watching it, because it's fucking awful looking. Next.
Oh, wait, I needed
the calculator. Anybody else in love with this guy yet?
I'm not hating him. I'm not in love with him, but I'm not hating him.
Yeah. Next.
There's the guy in the corner.
That's how to make sure you never get a date again in your life.
Oh, I thought it was throwing a pair of Crocs and some fucking sandals and ride on, throwing some Crocs and a loincloth and hop on my dirt bike.
So let's do this. For those people that are listening, you want some kind of description as to what this guy looks like. He looks like ass.
Ass?
I guess I'll get a little more detailed. His base color, which would be the spandex that he's wearing, is red. However, he wears a type of onesie swimsuit that's been eaten by moths.
So it's like silver.
He has a ladybug-esque helmet, which is it's a lot like the V3 helmet, only it's ass. He has silver gloves that have a little cross symbol, it's like a cross. I don't know. It's not an X. It's very much like a cross.
Yeah. And it's a plus sign. Yep.
Yeah, kind
Damn
of,
it.
Yeah. And then down on his boots that do not go all the way up to his knees, he has knee guards that only protect his shins, and they are crosses. All of this items that I've just simply mentioned are a silverish color. And then he has what would pass as a gun holster had he remembered to strap the part that would have held the gun onto his fucking leg. Instead, he just has two silver straps on his leg that serve no purpose whatsoever. And to reiterate, he looks like ass.
On the belt, it looks like he's got an iPad or something strapped to it.
Yeah. Yes, this is so he can listen to music because nobody wants to talk to him.
He went to the future and got Zoom.
Hold up. The boots, you forgot, like, right where his ankle is, it looks like somebody hacked off Cell's mouth and, like, super glued it there.
Yeah, it does. It does look like that, but it's red. Yeah.
That or like a piece of Saiyan armor.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, he's right.
It's a power gauge for his iPod.
Oh, is that why it's red? Is because it's almost dead?
Yeah, because he listens to it all the time because nobody fucking talks to him. Next.
Chibi version.
It's adorable.
Yeah, that helps.
He's got a present for you.
That Next. Actually looks better.
Yeah, I got a present for him, too.
Oh, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't Next. Know. They didn't segment the eyes properly. Holy
okay, his bike is kind of sweet.
Can we take his bike from him and give it to Super One?
His bike is very like 80s sci-fi. It's kind of cool. And I was told in the last one that I guess the bike talks. Yeah, I guess in the last one the bike actually can speak.
Oh, well, I must have missed that comment.
From the last series.
So we got some Knight Rider stuff.
Yeah,
going
so
on?
We had some Knight Rider shit going on, but nobody wants to talk to that bike. So, sad day for that bike, I guess.
Well, no, because then we give that bike that talks to this sad motherfucker who nobody wants to talk to.
That's true.
Yeah.
See,
they can sit around and have a conversation.
Next.
About how nobody likes him.
He does look pretty cool on the bike, okay? Yeah. In context, when moving, and this is kind of a movement shot, it gives us an idea. He looks like he might look pretty cool with the fucking the scarf thing flapping around. And
do you know what's missing?
What?
Explosions.
Yeah, yeah, that might help him a little bit, too. Next.
Ryu.
Oh.
ZX.
Maybe it's his color scheme. I don't know. There's just something about him that's not good. What is up with riders?
I know what the problem is. Now that you've said it, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's the color scheme. Because you know what the helmet keeps reminding me of? Amazon.
Yeah?
Change the black to more of a green. He looks a little bit more like Amazon. So I think that's what the problem is. Because he has the segmented bug eyes
mixing,
and shit.
Mixing up some riders in one?
It almost
Possibly.
Seems to me like the riders, I wonder if they're a lot more difficult to design or something, because they keep coming, like we have reviewed, I think, in the long run, once everything is said and done, it seems like we're going to review a lot more riders that look dumb than we did Super Sentai that look dumb. Like, I wonder if the Sentai is easier to design because it's they wear the spandex, and that's it. And all you got to do is design something for the spandex, whether it be diamonds or you know, an animal picture or some scratch mark looking things. So you get, it's easier.
Or some Klingon war sash.
Yeah, it's sashes. Easier to put a war sash on a guy that's wearing all red and wearing white boots and white gloves than it is to make this robotic bug man thing look cool.
Look, all I know is that motherfucker needs to stay out of the costume if he's going to keep pulling up his Undertaker gloves. Like, no, I'm serious. The dude out of costume, the fucking Rio, he looks like he could run up and fucking whoop your ass on his own. He doesn't need to transform.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll give it
that.
Yeah,
he looks fine.
Yeah,
outside of costume,
looks cool.
And we've seen that before where the guy outside of the costume, you're like, oh, man, what the fuck was going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Next. That looks okay.
I'm
but all I'm
right
seeing is his face.
ZX.
Cross.
It says ZX right there, so.
It certainly does. It says Z cross right there. See,
nope,
right
doesn't
there.
Spell out cross.
No, it
this
certainly does. See, this is two lines that intersect right here.
Yeah, as an X.
It's like it's a cross, kind of. Like they cross each other, these two
lines?
No,
what's on his arm is a cross.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
No,
I think
like
that's
a
plus.
Multiplication symbol.
Yeah, that's multiplication
symbol. That's
sign.
The X-Men symbol.
Yeah.
That's true. He was trying to join the X-Men.
Yeah.
And he's failing.
And they said, I'm sorry, our quota has been filled. Get out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Look at the mask. Take away the bug eyes and the antenna. I am coming right up, Z-Cross. Now direct me to the nearest Metropolitan Bank, for I intend to, shit, should I save it or should I rob it? Fuck!
Next to this guy?
Oh, he gives directions. Yay. My hero.
So this is one of two things. This is Kamen Rider dancing or Kamen Rider traffic directing. It's one of the two things going on here.
It could be both.
Seeing as how he's standing in front of a brick wall, hopefully it's, traffic directing, because that school or building or whatever the fuck he's standing in front of, if there's a car coming,
run his ass over.
He was like, guys, I want to fight evil. And they were like, evil's really busy today, but you could go down there and direct traffic if you'd like.
Help the kids cross in the
school. We're
going
to go out
zone.
To the middle of nowhere, and we're not going to be doing anything, but we're going to go out to the mountains and the ocean over here. And
if you see Spider-Man, tell him we might need Leo Parton. But,
just let Spider-Man know that if he's swinging by, he should come out to the ocean and in the middle of nowhere. You stay here.
Yeah.
You stay here. I mean, you know, traffic isn't going to direct itself, Cross, so, you know, just stay out here. Learn to spell your name, and we'll see you later.
Oh, God. Oh, God. He's Z Cross because he helps you cross Z
Street. Awesome. Oh. That's a horrible joke. It's great.
Going dad jokes.
Next. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's Mothman.
Mothman my ass.
Meet his
Who
villain.
Wants to describe that guy?
He looks like he has a fucking Pharaoh helmet with some goddamn antenna on it when he's supposed to be one of them stupid pill bug fucking things. It literally goes like silver, gold, silver, gold, silver, gold, like all the fucking way down with like a green fucking cape on this motherfucker and the most herp derp face I have ever fucking seen in the history of ever.
The face looks like he just caught wind of someone ripping ass.
Probably Cross.
That could have been what he was covering his mouth for earlier.
Cross was like, stand next to me. Ignore that. Whoa, fuck, what is that? Oh my God.
I get nervous around monsters. Just go with it.
He's like, sorry. Cybernetic parts don't do burritos well. Next. That was very exciting. Next.
And we're done with...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, we're done with the main pictures. So we get to rate that guy. Oh.
Like I said, I wasn't really hating him.
I feel like an asshole when we do writers. Can't help it. Feel like an asshole when we review writers.
I'm at about a 3.5.
This is somebody's fandom. That's the way it is. You know, like you shit on Street Fighter or something like that, and there's a million people that are like, what the fuck, just because you can't play it? You know, you get that. That's what it is. You insult a fandom. But, man, I think that we have dogged more Kamen Rider than anything we have ever done in this show. We'll be like, this guy's pretty cool, and then we'll follow it up with five asses.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to dog this fandom some more because ZX, because if it was cross, it would be ZCROSS,
Super
and it's
One.
Not.
Super One, there's only one of them, so we call him One.
Yeah, Super One.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah.
But do you see the word cross spelled out?
Yeah, but at the same time, you're still going to keep getting
shit for
that
one. Do you see a version 2?
Hmm?
Is there a Super 2, Super 3, Super 4?
Well, again, you're going to keep getting shit for that one, Bill, because the fans in the comments did say the reason why he's Super 1 is because he's a super version of Kamen Rider 1.
Yeah, I saw that, so, which is good and fine, but the backstory that I was given, his name is dumb.
Yeah.
But I'm given...
And also, we did not call him Kamen Rider 1.
Yeah.
We call him
his
Super
name,
One.
No, his name
no,
was
his
Kamen
name
Rider.
Is Kamen Rider.
Done. That's it. We didn't call him Kamen Rider 1. There was a Kamen Rider V2 or yeah. whatever, and there was a Kamen Rider version 3. But there is not a Kamen Rider 1. So calling him Kamen Rider Super 1 is still fucking dumb. Dumb.
Kamen Rider ZX gets a 3.
Oh, a 3?
Yeah, I give it a 3.
Oh, okay. I thought your ass was dropping a 0.
2.5.
Okay, so who am I missing?
Me.
Oh, okay,
and
fair
you,
enough.
And you, I think.
No, I've already got me. I'm giving him a 3.5.
You know what?
He's a little bit better than average for what we've seen with the writers.
Better than stronger.
I don't know if it's color scheme. I really don't know what it is. Something about him I do not like. I feel like people that like Kamen Rider will like him. So I'm at like a 2.7. I don't think he's quality basic design. I really don't. Something about him seems wrong, like they missed something when they were making him.
Yeah, my major issue is this name thing. That's it.
Okay, we're in the special images now.
Hey, Bill, you get a $1,000 bonus on Price is Right. 2.7.
Here he is standing with the other riders, all except the cool one. And he looks okay. Like I said, he does.
No, I mean, fucking X is right next to him.
He does kind of stand in the... I mean, he looks fine. Amongst yeah. these guys, the one guy that really looks bad is Super. He looks fucking...
Stronger.
Sorry, Super's not here.
Yeah.
But he looks bad. Like, this is fucking Stronger looks bad, okay? Even Goodwill Rider looks like he belongs here more than fucking Stronger.
Yeah.
That's because Rideman looks better than fucking Gangan G and that stupid... pyramid head looking fucking pill bug, whatever the fuck, with the dirt face. What the fuck was that?
The writers look fine.
By the way,
for the
I'm
most
drunk,
part.
So yeah. Anyway.
So far, the writers we've really had issue with is like Amazon, Stronger, Gangan. We made fun of Goodwill pretty hard,
yeah.
but. He's pretty solid. I mean,
yeah.
he's a Goodwill Rider now. So.
His design was stolen for Gohan, and we got a kick out of it and enjoyed what it was. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Super is not here.
Neither is Amazon.
Neither is Amazon. I mean, it's just one image.
Pictures,
it's whatever.
So.
Yeah, it might be.
But what I'm getting at is putting him with everybody else. I could see his basic design. He works yeah. for what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I just don't care for him. And there's nothing that he did wrong necessarily, or even that the design is wrong.
It's
people just
off.
Like different things, and he's not something I care for.
The design yeah. just looks a little off from your standard writer.
Next. Okay,
oh,
this image is pretty
everyone.
Fucking sweet. Now look, see? Okay.
So
what is this? What is this guy at the start here?
One.
That's one. Then if Super is a super version of one, Super shouldn't fucking be here.
Yeah.
That is Kamen Rider. That is Kamen Rider Super 1, but there is no Super 2. So this is Kamen Rider 1 from now on. And this is Rideman 1 from now on. Because it's the first one and the only one, and there's no others.
No, no, he's Goodwill
and
Rider.
And Kamen Rider Amazon 1.
And that's stronger wish there was none, but there is one.
Well played, sir. Well
played. Every single guy here, every single guy here is ready to battle the monster except him. He's wondering what the cameraman is doing.
Hey, what's that over there?
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Everybody's like, there's a fucking monster. And he's like, dude, there's a dude with a camera over here. Like, we're looking pretty cool.
Wait. Because that's 1, 2, V3, Rideman, X, Amazon, Stronger. That's not that fucking... Who the fuck is that next to Super 1? I can't think of
it. I thought that was that new...
That's the
Sky Rider.
That's the Sky dude.
Sky Rider.
Yeah, no, because I could have sworn Sky Rider wore like the fucking white suit.
I'm pretty sure that's the Sky, because there's nobody else he could be.
I thought Sky Rider had, like, three different costumes.
Because that's
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Hold up, zoom in on the belt. That'll fix it.
Do-do-do-do.
Yep, no, you're right, because he's got the flippy down things. Okay, so yes, he is the Sky Rider.
Yep, he's the Sky Rider.
Okay, fair enough.
He's the, what do you call it? The, what's that fucking jetpack dude that we have here
Rocketeer?
In America? Yeah, he's like the Rocketeer of their fucking show. No, this image is cool. I'm like, this would have been an epic fucking team right here if we could have got like a Rider team put together.
And because Amazon is helping to cover, well, both Amazon and X are helping to cover him up, Stronger doesn't look half terrible.
The guys that we have had problems with, at least for me,
are standing right next to each other.
We've had Stronger, I don't care for. Amazon is a bad motherfucker, but he looks dumb.
Yeah, he looks terrible, but he will fucking murder your face.
And I don't care for this ladybug guy on the end down here, whatever he's supposed to be. This silverback ladybug thing. Otherwise...
With your ex-cross fight over here.
Everybody else here is pretty cool. Super is still my favorite, and it was cool that I was finally told he's a Hornet. That is pretty sweet. I'm fine with that. Not sure I see it myself, but if that's what he is, that's what he is. Whatever.
Well, you did say it yourself. Look at his arm. He has stingers.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that kinda.
Next.
Congratulations, Kamen Rider 10.
Yeah, and they call him 10, which would match with the X. But it is what it is.
So does that make him like Weapon X, only like... No regeneration and adamantium claws.
If that's what they got for their Weapon X, they got screwed, because we have a lot cooler shit going on with our Weapon X. Next. Oh, my God.
A rounding game.
Rounding game of Hacky Sack. Who brought the Hacky Sack? Well, we got this Gan G guy. Ah, fuck it. We'll kick him around.
This is strangely reminiscent of when we would watch TV as children. And at the very end of a show, there was that weird... I don't remember what company had this, but there were the kids that stood in the circle. You know what I'm talking about?
And they, like, put
their... The flag or whatever would come up from them, and, like...
Wasn't that the ending of, like, our Mighty Morphin?
I don't remember. I just remember...
It was a Saban logo.
Yeah.
Was it the Saban logo? Was that... Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, it was... What you're thinking.
No?
I feel like you're thinking public access television.
There were a bunch of kids, and they stood in a circle, and they were like, and they looked up, and then like,
and
like a flag or something would come up from the middle of them, and it was at the end of a couple different shows.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was, because like, I remember little things like Deke, that D-I-C or whatever, Spider-Man would come down on the logo, because he was at the end of Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. So I remember little things, and I remember this.
It
was like a circle of kids.
Yeah, and like I said, I think it might have been a Saban logo, because if my memory, which, don't get me wrong, my memory's already shit.
Right,
but from what I'm thinking it's the same thing. It's like all the kids in a circle, and then, like, a planet shows up, like the Earth.
Yeah, the kids
fucking
laughing.
Fucking rotates, and they laugh, and, like, fucking fall over, like, ha, ha, ha! And then fucking it goes, Saban.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I don't
I'm probably fucking wrong.
I don't remember what it is. I just know that's what this reminds me of. Either that or like a strange Michael Jackson We Are the World type of thing with riders.
Just wait. When you get to the next one, then you'll get that.
Next. Yep. Oh, wow. Yep, see?
Yep.
Right now, Michael Jackson is beginning to spin in the middle here. He's forming.
Well, this is the 80s. I mean, you know.
He's going to show up and be like, ow!
And he's still black during this time, too.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, this is pretty sweet. This is pretty sweet right
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a fucking background. It's not as good as, you know, your background of chicks with their boobies hanging out, but, you know, it's still a decent background.
Oh, look, they're hiding the worst element of stronger.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Because the helmet's not terrible, it's the fucking shoulder pads that kill him.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Adapt a hand!
Fuck yeah!
Next.
Versus!
Oh, shit. I forgot. We forgot to do the versus
I was saving that for this episode because I knew we were doing another versus and we were going to pick up on the one we missed out on.
Nah, fair enough.
Okay. I am voting... Oh, man, I don't know. Go ahead.
Ooh. The beer in the refrigerator.
You know what? I'm going to give this to the writer. I actually think these fucking baseball rangers are dumb.
Actually, I'm giving it to these baseball rangers because even though it was a somewhat bad dub, it was a comedy dub that we got for the Dynamen.
I'm grading on costumes, not show. And
oh,
I'll
wait,
tell
never
you,
mind then.
Yeah.
Writer.
Yeah, because, yeah, we're
because
just comparing designs.
Because we have Ider and Alder. Because
otherwise,
yeah.
I can't, because I haven't seen fucking Z-Cross. And I've only seen a little bit of this Dynamen, to be fair. Like, a very little bit. Like, maybe 4 episodes at the most. And I might not have made it through all 4 episodes, to be fair. But I do remember there was a weird... shitty, jokey dub, and I... Well, what the fuck channel was that?
It was USA.
Was it USA?
Yeah. It was USA up
It came
up
on
all
at night.
Night. Yeah.
Like, real late.
Yeah, it was, I think their program called, like, Night Fly or something like that. So.
Right. But, no, I'm gonna give it to the writer. I don't even like this writer that much, and these fucking baseball rangers don't do it for me.
Yeah, Z-Cross gets it for me. He gets my vote.
I'm going to go with the baseball rangers.
You would.
I'll go with the writer.
Okay, that gives writers another point. So far, these writers are tearing Sentai to pieces, aren't they?
I think so, yes. I think right now they're ahead by 2, but...
We got one other one.
Sentai's about to get default levels, though, because for a while we don't have any fucking writers.
Yeah, there's going to be a long gap with no writers.
So the next writer will be up against everything that came before him.
Oh, I thought we just gave it to the ones that weren't fucking there.
If we
because
do that,
that's
originally
the reason
we,
why,
originally we were going to, but I have to rethink it, and the reason I have to rethink it is this. Sentai... is about to get some unfair points.
Yeah, no shit.
And we have to be able to compare the Sentai to something, so I'm wondering if from now on, the writer that shows up after a gap versus all the Sentai that came before him.
Well, hold on. I feel like during the Shane thing, because he's going to have to get caught up on this and vote anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't we just redo the fucking count? Like, everything that we've already done before, fuck it, null and void. Because technically, Sentai has a free point because the fucking, oh god, which one was it? Battle Fever J went unopposed.
Yes, they did, and they won. And that's exactly what I'm worried about, is that we gave free points to the Sentai, so the score is wrong now.
Wait, should we even give them free points, considering there was nothing to fight against?
Well, but we did. So, one way or another, we have to do a recount, if nothing else, but... here's what I'm curious of. Do I just make the Kamen Riders fight only the Sentai that they can? Or do we allow... Because we want fair points. Does the rider that shows up, does he fight the Sentai that predates him up to that point?
Well, I've been just making these verses for the ones that it covers.
I realize you have. That's it. But in terms of creating an end of count for the show... Do we only do the ones that he versed directly?
I say we do the ones. Yeah, I say we do the ones that they verse directly. Like, if there's nobody there. Okay, so let's say next year there's no writer.
For the next episode, we have to have a recount.
Yeah.
And then we'll be called up.
Yeah.
So in the next episode, we'll get a recount, and then we'll be all caught up, and we'll know what the score is.
Yeah. Because, like I said, that's the reason why they were tied in the last one when we did Super 1, was because, like, fucking Battle Fever J, they ran unopposed.
And they got a point.
There was somebody the fuck else that ran unopposed.
Yep,
so
and
they
we
got
gave them
points.
The points, which is not fair.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we will look back up the versus images, and we'll figure out who has battled who. We'll put it down, we'll kind of go back through it quickly, and we'll copy the score down and keep track of it from this point on. So at the end, we can say, Riders better than, or Sentai better than.
Yeah.
And then we'll be all caught up and we'll know where we are. But as of right now, this guy, the Rider, won.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, I think the only reason why we allowed 3 points is because, like, Rider 1 and Rider 2, basically since they started the entire thing, they had nobody to go up against.
Right.
And then, like, V3 had nobody, so they got freebies.
Yep.
Whereas then we get to Sentai, and it's like, oh, well, fucking Battle Fever J and JAKQ, there's nobody there.
Next.
So.
Oh, okay, we're done here?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, we are, that's this episode then. Oh, wow, we hit 36 minutes. That's one of the shorter episodes we've done for a while now.
I don't know. Me and Scotty on the ride over, we were listening to, like, episode 104, Super Freaking What the Fuck.
Yeah.
So, again, that was a short one.
We don't talk about that episode.
What's wrong, guy?
We don't talk about that episode.
Oh, really? I talk about that episode because Bill had to add 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 and then divide that shit by 5.
That's why we don't talk about that episode.
Just because I fucking proved the math beyond the shadow of a doubt.
But, oh, yeah. I calculated
that motherfucker.
Yeah. But like I said earlier, though, that's another reason for the recount as well, is because technically Super 1 was also supposed to go up against, like, what, Sun Vulcan was the one I found out that we missed?
Yes, that, in fact, we are going to bring that up right now just for the sake of, yes, the Taiyo Sentai Sun Vulcan battles Super 1. Now, this is tough for me, because Sun Vulcan, these other two guys, I could shrug my shoulders, but that's like the coolest fucking Red Ranger that we've had, at least for me it is.
Super 1.
Okay, we got to vote on Super.
I'm also going to say Super 1.
Okay.
I'm going Sentai.
Fuck. You know what? Just to fuck you over, Sentai, you're the deciding vote.
You.
Because I need a goddamn cigarette.
Bitch.
Because I had to turn off the fucking fan because of the goddamn fan blowing into my microphone. So I'm hotter than a motherfucker. I need a smoke.
Man, that Sun Vulcan is so awesome. Yeah,
I found a bottle cap.
Fallout
money.
Come on, make a choice.
Fuck on you!
Need a calculator?
Yeah, I do, in fact.
You made me do this shit before. You literally made me do this shit before. I was like, I don't know who to pick. Do I pick Frankenstein or do I pick Jason Voorhees? No, fuck you. Me and Nick are gonna bitch out like a couple of fuckheads and say random scientist number 37 to set up the fucking sequel. You gotta pick. So fuck you, bitch. Pick.
Oh, you bitch. I think I am going Super. It's so barely, though. This is my favorite Red Ranger. But that fucking Super is such a fucking great design. So, yeah. Yep. Another Rider victory right here. Rider is smashing the competition. But I think we're done here. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.